Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem from my collection, Geosmin, entitled Stippled Passing, and it was first published in the literary journal River Heron Review in 2019. I love the poetry of Gerard Manley Hopkins for the wild, sonorous rides he takes us on. This poem was inspired by his Pied Beauty and its rose moles all stipple upon trout that swim. That line was ringing in me when I thought about the trout in my farm's creek and the change of season about this time of year, slipping into autumn. Stippled Passing. You could see the gilding beneath those stippling waters, the speckles of a trout's back, sleek and slipping along golden gravel, shadowed stream banks, among grassy striations of summer's heat passing. You may have wanted eternal summer, that moment so perfect with mint-lined streams, trees unwilling to give up their green. But if time stood still, sun in brassy sky steadily beaming, you would turn, seek the shift to bronze, to that time of deciduous rain. You would seek crimson's run, fill baskets with round sweet apples, and let the pigments of the roseate world drain. Let be. Release your hold on the season. You may no longer see the gold pearled beneath the rippled stream. Gold in water is fleeting flash, memory's after image. Creek waters and sun roll on. Hidden along the stream's ledge, trout sleep. Dream. You have been listening to Stippled Passing, a poem from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in spring 2022 by Water's Edge Press. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.